Speaking of Ipi/Nivo, I'm curious where you stand today in terms of using that combination in first-line metastatic disease as opposed to just a single anti-PD-1 agent, and whether or not you incorporate PD-L1 level assays into your decision.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yes, I do incorporate PD-L1 assays, and I know that now I'm somewhat of an outlier because I think a lot of people don't seem to think that the PD-L1 assays are meaningful. But my view is just like we were talking about a few minutes ago. I think that the PD-L1 assay is technically reproducible. You know, there have been studies done comparing different antibodies. It works fine. I think the problem is you're not converting all of the PD-L1 positives, all of the hot tumors, to responses with PD-1. And the problem there, I think, is that you have inhibitory cells or bystander cells. Your PD-1 somehow stimulates those guys. That's my view today of the tumor microenvironment. So you're both stimulating the anti-tumor cells. You're also stimulating some of the inhibitory cells. And who gets there first determines whether you clinically have a response or not. But I think in this specific issue, single agent versus combination, I think a T-cell assay, whether you use our homegrown assay here at UCSF, use PD-L1, use gene expression profiling that Tony Rivas has talked about, any of those assays will give you some idea whether you're talking PD-1 responsive or you're talking needs more checkpoint stimulation. And I use that assay to inform. So the bottom line is I think I'm about 50-50 with Ipi/Nivo versus PD-1 monotherapy.